So imagine this. You're a city employee. You work hard. You love your job. You make a good living at $23 an hour. And then one day your paycheck, that's usually almost $1,000 a week, is suddenly less than $300. It turns out the mayor cut your pay and the wages of 400 other city employees to the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. It sounds like a nightmare, but in fact, it's the real deal for the city employees of Scranton, Pennsylvania, a tough solution to a tough problem, because Scranton is in the midst of a $16.8 million budget deficit. We reached out to the city of Scranton and the mayor of Scranton for a comment. Did not hit back from either by the time of this broadcast. But joining us now, John Judge, a Scranton firefighter, president of the local firefighters union, who recently saw his pay cut exactly as we described it above. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I can't. Were you? I assume you were notified before you actually received a pay cut, a paycheck.
Yeah, he gave us a whole 8 days notice
that your pay was going to be cut.
Yes, that was it. 8 days before our paychecks came out on July 6th, he told us, called the four union heads into his office and said that he was made a decision to cut our pay to $7.25 an hour.
And this goes, I have to assume that pay is addressed in your union contract or not. How is he able to cut pay despite the fact that you have a contract?
Well, for 10 years, he's kind of done what he's wanted to do. He kept us in a court battle, a protracted court battle, for 10 years where our members had no raises. And we recently won in October of last year in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. It was a historic landmark case for public safety unions in Pennsylvania. So he kind of just does what he wants, and you know, this is where we're at now, and it's a real bad situation for us. And he likes to blame the city council for the mess, but it's actually squarely on his shoulders.
And yet, John, you're aware that after they paid even just this minimum wage payroll, the business administrator for the city says they only had about $5,000 left in the bank.
Yeah, and really what that is as their taxes and tax money comes in on a weekly and even comes in a couple times a week, they paid vendors they owed. So it was basically they were putting stuff out in the media to get us to pressure council to push this mayor's agenda. He basically told us in that meeting he wanted us to push council to pass a recovery plan, is what he was saying the banks wanted. And this recovery plan called for a 78% tax increase. I know you said on your lead-in it was like a $16 million deficit, but what it really was that's the budget. The budget was based on some refinancing and some borrowing, because he had proposed last year in November his budget to council had a 29% tax increase, and they reduced that tax increase. And what they did is they put in some restructuring of debt and some borrowing to lessen that blow on the taxpayers of Scranton. He vetoed their amended budget, and then they have a council for the first time in this mayor's 11-year tenure. He's in his third term now. He's got somebody who's doing a checks and balance on him, and they said no. They overrode his budget, and they passed their own. And this guy just failed to go out and get the funding in a timely manner, and he kind of created this mess himself. So the blame is squarely on him at this point, and now I have 131 firefighters that are wondering how they're going to make their mortgage payment and their car payments.
I can't imagine. I have four people in my family and a hungry beagle. I cannot imagine having to.
I have two hungry golden retrievers, and I have a 9 and a 6 year old. I have a 9 year old son and a 6 year old daughter. So, yeah, I mean it's real worrisome for me. You know, basically what really was a problem here is he gave us no timeline on how long he was going to do this for. So as long as him and council are fighting and he's not giving in to their demands, essentially we're held hostage. And, you know, it's my guys are still coming to work for $7.25 an hour. They're running into burning buildings. They're pulling people out of cars still. And, you know, that's just the type of people firefighters are. They're resilient. And, you know, this guy has made us even more resilient for the 10 plus years of labor strife that we've had with them. So, it's a bad situation, but it hinges around the political. It's politics is really what's happening here. I mean, we're a very strong Democratic town. We're the home of Joe Biden's roots are from here. Hillary Clinton's roots are from here, and really what we need is some good leadership here. Obviously, the tax base around here has shrunk a little. But that's something you have to plan for. And, you know, this mayor just has crippled the city. And we're going to reel from the effects of what he's done with some of the borrowing plans and stuff that he's done in his tenure here.
But how are you paying the bills, Joe? How are you getting through with your pay, with such a drastic cut to your pay?
We're really not. Here's the thing. Like, you know, even something that's more troublesome for us, he laid off 8 firefighters last July, and then he laid off 29 in December of last year, coming into this fiscal year. Our fiscal year runs January 1 through December 31st. And the federal government just gave us $8.2 million to bring those firefighters back, and he sent back $3.1 million of those dollars. It's just senseless, gross mismanagement around here in Scranton, and hopefully we're able to get through this time.
Don Judge, Scranton firefighter, president of the local firefighters union. Again, we reached out to the mayor and city of Scranton and did not get a comment from them. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks. Have a good day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.